no new injuries so far. There's been a couple of boys that's opted out of the panel, though, Niall Toner and Declan Hughes, as you know, Michael McAvoy. But saying that, we've brought in Liam Goldrick and Rooney Mooney came back into the fold, and they've definitely added to our team in terms of the training. And it is something that we know we had to build upon our league performances. We couldn't have been happy with them. We knew defensively and offensively there was improvements to make, so we've hopefully rectified them in the previous weeks.
All Ireland finalists, it brings pressure, it brings excitement. Personally, what way do you see it?
Definitely, you're playing against the best players in Ireland, some would say. Definitely maybe in Ulster, so hopefully a performance against Tyrone would put Derry football back on the county scene. So we know that the challenge that lays ahead of us, we're not getting ahead of ourselves, but like you say, if you can perform against Tyrone, you never know what'll happen.
You played against them, you know, come up through the ranks, minor levels, you never had any problem with them, good record against them at school level. Has to bring belief.
Definitely. Look, we know there'll be a serious 70 minutes that they'll have to be put on in OMA. Mistakes must be few and far between. But like you said, there's been a good few of the young boys that have came through with a winning mentality. And it is definitely something that has brought a different aspect to the area within the last couple of years. Personally, even myself, I wouldn't be happy with the performances from the last couple of years, and my first championship performance against Tyrone is something that we lost, and that performance it wasn't good enough. So we have quite confidence in ourselves, and hopefully we can maybe not get a result. Well, the result would be good, but a performance is something we're definitely looking for in OMA.
Is that just coming from the last two heavy defeats? Is that just as simple as that?
Yeah, definitely. Look, 11 points, but both of them was it. Something that the standards of Derry football in the 90s and right throughout 2000 is something that wasn't used to Derry football, and it's something that we as a current group of players can't be happy with. So we will be trying to keep the score down and hopefully hit them on the counter-attack. And we you never know in the last 10 minutes. Hopefully you're still in the match and you can maybe nip them.
Mickey Hart will probably know your name when he's doing his analysis. It'll crop up. You'll be a marked man. How do you deal with that?
Well, there'll be other boys that'll be getting the same tag as everybody else. But if you're going up against the likes of a Paddy Hampshire or Rowan McNamee, you know the challenge will lie ahead of you. And personally, it's something that you want to be. If you're an under-county player, you have to relish these challenges because you're coming against top athletes. So it is something that I am personally relishing. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not underestimating the challenges that's going to lie ahead of me.